This yogi life is very pure.
Are you okay?
Huh?
You okay?
Yeah. This yogi life is filled with happiness. And through knowledge, I've been able to search all the corners of my inner world. Since I've had your introduction, my mind is filled with happiness and it just dances and says that, Baba, you are mine. So this great meeting with God, through this meeting with God and through the knowledge, I've been able to look into my inner world and search through all the different corners. Filled with faith and fearless and totally detached in upheaval, and spreading fragrance like a flower. Whilst working with all the chaos and looking after everything, I have been able to look into my inner world through knowledge.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. हर रोज
एवरी मॉर्निंग
हम आत्माओं में शक्ति बनने के लिए
टू फिल द सोल विथ पावर
रोज ताजी ताजी पावरफुल बातें बाबा सुनाता है फ्रेश
पापा shares nourishing fresh things daily in the morning in the murali so that we are able to fill our soul with a strength and so yes the food is the same so the knowledge is still there same knowledge but because it's fresh if you eat yesterday's food it doesn't have the same nourishment or a food that was cooked 10 days ago it's like if you have this attitude that oh I've got to eat anyway so just may as well eat anything but no then there's no strength in that but if you were at the right time eat the right kind of food then you're able to digest that and be strong and so God is the one who is from up above and only he lives up above in the world of soul in the world of peace and so God is one and he is the father of all When people point towards God, it's like they point upwards. And so within Hinduism, the concept that there's three gods, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankara, it's like your intellect won't accept that. Only one. God is one. And so your intellect goes towards God, upwards. And so here, Here my intellect kind of goes into everything and so whilst withdrawing my intellect from everything around me then God pulls my intellect upwards. There's so much power and so your intellect is trapped over such a long period in everything. And so now it's not allowed that your intellect should be pulled anywhere. Before my intellect was trapped and now God pulls my intellect in such a way that the intellect is filled with power here so when this happens then people here won't be able to pull me to pull power from God to absorb that power from God to have this understanding how to do this means to attain fortune to be fortunate What does God say? He's the purifier. My intellect is impure and he makes my intellect pure. First, he makes me belong to him and he says, consider me to be yours. And I consider yours to be you to be mine. And so God has so much honor for us, respect. So God has so much honor, respect, regard for you that He says, you live in such a dirty world, but keep your intellect up above. Come, I will make you pure. And so you have now come into godly community. So the world outside is the devilish community. And here it's the godly community. There's a vast difference. So what is our community like? What we eat, what we listen to, what we see, there's attention to all of that. My mouth has two jobs, really two functions, to speak and to eat. Eyes and ears don't have two functions, but my mouth has two functions. Ears to listen. But it's your mouth that relates. Your eyes only sees, nothing else. But your mouth does two things. You eat through the mouth, you speak through the mouth. And so the attention to all of those things. So at time of eating, what are you eating? You are eating with your hands. And so these days, yes, you have spoons and forks, but you won't pick up those spoons and forks and knives with your without your hands. I don't, even till this date, I don't like using knives and forks and spoons. Is this fun in eating with your hands? But even picking up the spoon, fork, knives, you do that with your hands. And so what are you eating? Look at what you're eating. At least think about that. And so God also gives you this understanding about what are you eating, because as you eat, so is your mind, as is your company, so is your mind. So two things in life. What you eat and your company influences your mind. And so the company outside, it makes you vicious, and the company here makes you viceless. And so the food that you eat, it makes you pure. When there was a thought about living in London, and even today actually when immigration people ask me, what do you do in London? And I say, what do I do? It's been 32 years. So what have I done? I've taught everybody what to eat. How to speak and how to eat. What to speak and what to eat. That's what I've taught the world. People of the world, people from all religions, race, language, people from all walks of life. Yes, they've understood what I have to eat and what I have to say, what I have to listen to and what I have to see. And so the gateways through your face to pay attention to what's going in. Shouldn't do anything wrong that you feel ashamed and your nose, you know, you kind of like you bow down. You know, you kind of, when you do something wrong, you instantly look down. And so never to do anything. And so not to have my nose up in the air, there's ego. Not to have my nose down, but there's shame. And so, you know, when you put the tilak, the spot thing in the middle of the forehead. And so when Daddy was putting that on the forehead, it's like, but if people move their heads, it's hard to put that on. But when you're stable and still, then it's easy to put that on. So it's a symbolism, a memorial of stability within. And so what are we becoming? We are becoming victorious. We will not experience defeat. We won't fail. And we promise to God that I won't fail now. I won't, in terms of lose my own honor, that I will be victorious. I will maintain my honor and regard and respect. And so you can't hide when you do something wrong. You can't hide. It's visible on your forehead. On your forehead, there's a line. And so check within and change. Not a big thing. Check and change. And so look within, check. Don't get confused. Don't get upset. And so to check, well, the murli in the morning, it's like a mirror. Check yourself through that. And today the biggest tip was look at the cycle and keep the picture of the cycle in front of you, and then look at yourself. And so, yes, the Iron Age is filled with darkness. It's filled with darkness. It's scary. And I don't want anything to do with it. I live in that world, but I am now in the Confluence Age. And so there's a lot of force. People get angry in the Iron Age, in the world around us. There's jealousy. There's a lot of greed. People deceive others. There's a lot of theft. There's a lot of attachment. And if they don't get what they want, and if they don't get the happiness from where they want, then they cry. And so today Baba was really explaining everything so that you become free from sorrow and suffering. Just understand this much. Sorrow When you feel sorrow, then you keep on suffering. It's like, I can't see, I can't bear to watch people suffering. Okay, if the body, it's ill, and you're suffering from that, why are you suffering? The body is ill. And so people kind of suffer in terms of their mind, their heart. And so how will the body be free from the suffering and the illness? Through blessings, not just through medicine, but through blessings. And where do you get blessings from? When you perform good actions. So when you don't perform good actions and you continue to perform wrong actions, then that illness sets into your system, into your body. And so shift towards performing the right kind of actions. So perform such good actions that everybody is able to benefit. And so then illness is able to go, and then when people look at you, they're able to see this one performs such good actions. God will love you. Everybody will give you blessings. The illness will get scared and it'll run away from you. That I've got nothing, there's no reason why I should stay with this one. And so the illness looks that, oh, this one doesn't do anything, or let me sit here. And so the doctors too, so one doctor, another doctor, so many doctors. Money goes, you suffer. This is why. It's not that you perform wrong actions and then you say, sorry. At least have some honor in saying sorrow. You wear white clothes, have some honor. Don't perform any actions that you look down. That you have to look down, you have to face downwards. The main thing is, it's in small, trivial things. If I don't even pay attention to even little things, it's by becoming careless in that I make big mistakes. This is why Baba has made us children, and he's made us safe by telling us to pay attention to even small things. And so when you speak, even speak carefully. When you eat, eat carefully. Remember God, cook in the remembrance of God, eat and feed others. And so first, who are you feeding? Feed God. Offer that food to God. And so when you cook in God's remembrance, and then you offer that food to Baba, and then eat it. And so a story about an old lady, she was in Pakistan, and she had everything in Pakistan. And when they, because of partition, left Pakistan and came to India, the husband had left his body, died in Pakistan, and with five children, she had come to India. Five children. So where do they eat from? Because everything was left in Pakistan. And so in those days, they used to do a grind the flour. And then she used to sell that in a warehouse. And she used to get 30 rupees, which is like 50p or something. And she had to look after those five kids with 30 rupees. When she came to knowledge and started studying knowledge, she was so happy. People with wealth, they weren't as happy as this lady was happy. She was so happy. In the morning to clean, wash the children's clothes, to wash the dishes, and to attend class. And after attending the class, she used to go to the market, buy cheap vegetables. But the way she used to, when she used to cook the food, she used to remember Baba with so much love. And then the children, when she used to feed them, the children were so happy too, because she cooked with love, and after cooking she would offer that food to God. And so just sitting in meditation and offering that food to God. And so when I used to go to her house, she just used to have one small room, and it was so clean. Her cleanliness was amazing, and she had so much love. Don't even ask. Where there is cleanliness and love, there's kind of, it's like there's everything. It's very royal, you know. And so Baba always used to say, look after my child Gange. That was what her name was. And so God even looks after you if you do everything with care and love. And she had gold. It was like as much as like a chickpea. And in today's Murli, you know how Baba said about it's through children's money that these buildings are made. And so, and she'd given that little bit of gold to Baba. And she said, a little bit of gold was then the history hall in Madhuba in Mount Abu. It was built. She'd given a bit of money, that bit of gold, just tiny bit of gold, but she'd given that little bit for it to be used in that building of history hall. And so Baba said, she's going to get a palace in golden age. And so just the moral of the story, you give a little, but when you give it with love, the result of that is very big. And so just even a brick in a building, that contribution, but with so much love, that the result. And so when a question was asked in class, she wasn't educated, but her hand used to go up straight away. She used to answer all the questions in the Murli. And she used to keep all the points in a Murli. And then she goes, you know, when I wash the clothes, when I cook, I'm always churning the knowledge. And so, and how did she leave her body? At the end, when we say good morning from the mother, the father, so while saying that, she left her body. She died. And so today when I meet her grandchildren, they say, I'm the grandchild of Gange. They say it with such pride, with so much intoxication, they give their introduction. When I go to Jaipur, in Ajmer, in Pune, different parts of India, and they come up to me and they say, do you know who I am? I'm Gange's grandchild. And so, again, what are you eating and what are you feeding others? And through that, all the virtues are visible. Your face is also a reflection of what you eat. No sorrow. Why? If you remain good and if you remain like very, very good, then no sorrow. To feel sorrow means to cancel your reservations to come into golden age. Wow. It's because Baba is saying it's the time to earn an income. The young brothers, are you understanding there in the corner? Baba is saying, you are my child, you are my child, you are the ones who are the right to my inheritance. But if you don't qualify, if you don't become qualified, then what to do? So, sorrow and suffering. My face. Means to, if it comes onto my face, means to cancel my reservation for golden age. And then if you say, but I booked my ticket for golden age, doesn't matter, cancelled. Because you're not giving happiness to anyone, so how will you come into the world of happiness? Okay, if you don't give happiness, but don't give sorrow either. Doesn't matter what the reason is, no excuses. When there is a reason, that reason enters your consciousness and then it takes away that cheerfulness from your face. And so to make your face cheerful, have a box. You know, you have a box on your dressing table for your makeup, you know, everything. I don't know what you have, but I know you have a box on your dressing tables. I've seen that. But I don't know what you keep in there. But keep a box on your dressing table. In this box, have the makeup, not a physical makeup, but to make your face very cheerful and beautiful from internally so that it never wilts. Doesn't matter if somebody dies, anything happens, your face shouldn't lose that sparkle. So don't get confused, don't get upset. Oh, then you go, oh no, this one left their body. Doesn't matter, they've left the body. You can't do anything about it. They're not going to come back just because you're going to cry. What can you do? Baba says, if somebody's wife goes, they get upset. This one's husband goes, they're upset. The children goes, they get upset. They've come into the world. Of course they're going to go. And so just pay attention to perform good actions. Perform good karma. You can't hold on to anyone. You can't hold on to people. Even when they're alive, you can't hold on to people. And so when they die, you try to hold on to them and can't do that. A child, if you say, okay, sit in front of me, you can't move. It can't. It's going to go and do its own thing. And so if somebody dies, why are you getting upset? Everybody has their own part to play. If I have thoughts about, oh, do this, don't do that, and if you have thoughts about what other people should do and shouldn't do, you know, wasting your time. You just keep yourself peaceful. So why are you getting your head into it? Don't talk about things like that. And so don't think and talk about waste in terms of what other people are doing and not doing. And so Baba gives us such good training through which we, from being a human being, we are becoming a deity. So we become a deity from a human being. So when we do this, others will also be inspired to become the same. So it's like they will say that this one is like a deity. Always when you look at this one, their face, it's not a superficial happiness, but it's like they have an imperishable happiness. I've never seen this one's happiness to be less. And so create such a record in terms of like a register, you know, make a record. Create a record, a register, and look at yourself on this level. Some souls, if they get a bit of respect from here, from there, they have this desire to receive respect and regard. If they're insulted a little, even a little bit, then there's a feeling they get respect. So according to that respect, they keep on doing service in terms of they keep on moving along because they are appreciated. And so the basis to move along in life is appreciation from others, respect and regard from others. They like that, the desire. In Sindh, they used to have this tradition, a custom. Those who had jobs, and those, secondly, those who had business. And those who had business, they didn't want to go and work for anybody else. They didn't want jobs. And if a son would say, I'm not going to join the business, I'm going to go and work in terms of go and do this job, then the father would feel that my son is going to go and get a job. And so it's like business. There's value and respect in that. And so some people want to go through in terms of study lots and degrees and whatever. And some people who don't get degrees, but they earn so much. If they earn so much, but they don't waste their money, they donate, give happiness to others with that money. And so some who just keep on studying forever and ever, and some who earn and give everybody else happiness. And so one who gives happiness is a bestower, a donor, a great donor. So Baba says, perform such actions and see if you receive a little bit of respect and you become happy, that's not good. Then that becomes like work, because with work, with a job, you earn for a certain, you know, you work for a certain number of hours and then you receive the pay for that. And so it's the same, like you do an action, you receive respect and great, finished. Don't do that. There's happiness when you have remembrance, that connection with God, and then you are so full. You earn your income, your basis for moving along is through remembrance, because you're receiving lots of power, lots of peace, everything through that. And so then I don't have any limited desires for wanting respect or regard or appreciation. And so we are God's children. This time right now is valuable. It's the confluence age. Now is the time to wrap up all the things of the past and get ready to move into the future, into the new world, to create that newness within you. The soul was weak before, but now it's becoming strong, that no matter how many storms come, no matter what happens, upheavals, but who is the one who is going to be victorious? There's a song that it's the lamp will be victorious. Even when there's storms, what that means is when there's truth, the light of the soul will never waver and and extinguish. It will always be light. And so be honest, be truthful, keep yourself clean, and to keep yourself clean is also a matter of a charitable action. That's a great action, that there shouldn't be even a stain, a speck of dirt in my inner world, because to be clean, to become like that, I shouldn't waste my and let go of my fortune and time. And so when you have such attention on your on yourself, then you're attention free. I have time. Now is the time to do this. I've also got good company here to do this. And so when you do this, then it's like you benefit. And so business people, they see the profit, the benefit, and they go for it. So in the same way, see the benefit, see the profit, and go for it. And so I used to see how Brahma Baba, before he was to be a jeweler, and all the customers from America used to come in at night time. And so one customer used to come and kind of take everything. And so his business was during that time. And so why waste my time during daytime when there's just the customers and there's not much happening? And so at night time when Brahma Baba had to be awake for the business deal, then it's like he didn't used to feel tired, because it's like that's when the profit, the earning was. So in the same way here, the spiritual earning was happening at night time, when you were sitting in that yoga last night, and then you say, oh, but I had to work so much, I was so busy during the day, and then you don't wake up in the morning for Amrit Vela, you don't do that, and then you're the one who's lost that. And so when there is that intoxication of your earning is good, your income is good, I'm attaining so much, then that's what keeps you running. And so ask yourself, imbibe that knowledge into your intellect. And so imbibe that knowledge into your intellect. Make sure it's going in. How will it go in? If there's worry or waste thoughts, it won't go in. The intellect won't be able to imbibe such high, pure knowledge if there is waste and worry in there. And so become free from waste and worry. So waste thoughts. So it's everything's happening, it's good, God is making everything happen, and we are doing everything together. I'm not the only one who's doing. And so what are we doing together? So the whole world changes into a better place, that the heaven, the golden age. And so I read in the newspaper, I heard yesterday email that Surat in Gujarat, there's so much flooding and rain that they haven't seen this kind of thing for 200 years. People are sitting on their roofs. It's the river. It's like 10 feet, the water. It's just... Hey? Dams have overflooded. So from Lebanon, Anna has come, and she was telling me the news from Lebanon. And so look at what's happening in the world. If you still remain careless and don't pay attention on yourself, then you are losing, but you won't be of any use to the world. And so do something. You should have so much power within that you are of value to the world. You are able to make a difference in the world. And so others should feel that this one is a protector. They will protect me, because they are the ones who remember God. And that remembrance of God is what allows me to be that protector. And so then their intellect will also move that this way. I always say, there's many examples. It's like they've heard these things, they've seen, and that's what they'll remember when there is a difficulty. So, because when there's difficulties, then you won't remember anything else, what's filled inside the intellect. And so from different parts of Gujarat, they are cooking and taking food for Surat. So Surat's in Gujarat, in the southern part of Gujarat. And so we will do service through our vibrations. We will also do practical in terms of giving the practical means and help, but the subtle through your vibrations to give. And so to become heavy about something, there's, it doesn't matter what's happening, something's happening to the body, relationships, there's problems in the world. But I have received a great teacher, a great protector. And so I've got nothing to worry about. If I follow the directions of that one, God, then God will look after me. And then just think, you are eating from God's treasure store, meaning that God will look after you. And so the difficulty won't come for you. And so you won't have this feeling inside that this is, I'm going through a bit of difficulty right now. No, there's no. It should never emerge from your mouth that I'm going through a bit of difficulty right now. This is my difficult time. You know that. And so Daddy's asking, Murali Dada, have I ever said that I'm going through a difficult time? No, never. What's the difficulty? Good actions, and I will keep on performing good actions, time will go by, and then the success will be your companion. Your good intentions and motives and feelings will be your companion. And so such faith inside. And so that faith, when you've done something with faith, that faith becomes your strength, your power. And it makes your future elevated. And so when your future becomes elevated, then that power, that strength, because it's all subtle. When you've created good future, it's not just for yourself, you are creating that for the world, because people are worried about what's going to happen to the world and the world's future. And Baba is saying that it's in your hands. Do such good actions, your thoughts, make sure they're powerful. Don't have waste thoughts. Waste thoughts make you weak. And then it takes you into depression. When you go into depression, then you're not of any value to yourself or to the world outside. And so you're nowhere then. And so what Baba is saying, keep that in your heart, imbibe it, and then with your heart pay attention and care towards others. And so I should have such feeling that when I have this remembrance with God, that this is reaching out, the vibration of this remembrance is reaching out to the world. Om Shanti.